same time that power says culture is man's defense against nature. David Watson's Mythology of Civilization says primal society has been called the original affluent society. Affluent because its needs are few. All its desires are easily met. Its toolkit is elegant and lightweight, its outlook linguistically complex and conceptually profound, yet simple and accessible to all. Its culture is expansive and ecstatic. It is property-less, communal, egalitarian, and cooperative. Like nature, it is essentially leaderless, neither patriarchal or matriarchal. It is anarchic, anarchic, which is to say that no archon, no ruler has built or occupied center stage. It is rather an organic constellation of persons, each unique. Primal society maintained its equilibrium and its egalitarianism because it refused power, refused property. Understood? He is emphasizing what we were talking about earlier on, that yes, of course, man had his duty to perform socially, but the whole thrust of ancient society was on the independent self. This has been blurred and obscured today. Man didn't want power. He refused it openly because it was a poison. He understood it to be the very thing that would stand in the way of developing personal. Socrates said to harm another is to harm oneself. He's not just talking about open violence, which any fool can see is not particularly pleasant. He's talking about moral violence. Did not Christ say that the thought of the sin is the sin? Mystically speaking, if it's in here, it's already done. It's already done. The karma is already in action. But dharma, is your authentic lifestyle. When dharma can't be, you're a power-hungry person whose sole meaning in life is dominating others. Nor can dharma occur when you're the slave or the servant of others. So man is quite capable of taking care of his domestic and social duties in a more mechanical, easygoing way, and reserving then time so that he can deal with the greater purpose of his life, his meaning, like why he's actually on this planet. In the Indian Sanskrit, that was known as the dharma, the way of dharma. Heidegger, the German philosopher, referred to it as Dasein, the true being, the true self. Gerald Massey, the Egyptians had no vicarious atonement, no imputed righteousness, no second-hand salvation. No initiate in the Osirian mysteries could possibly have rested his hope of reaching heaven on the Galilean line of glory. His was the more crucial way of Amenta, to tread with the guidance of the word that step by step and act by act he must himself make true. Now Amenta is the underworld. Amenta is the shadow world. Dark aspects of your own psyche. You're not going to get anywhere towards any kind of life until you first understand that.